Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your pension is with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie and find out more.
Now, the number of people housed in emergency accommodation nationally last month was 12,691, according to new figures released by the Department of Housing this afternoon. There were 8,796 adults and nearly 4,000 children, 3,895 is the exact figure, in emergency accommodation in August. The department says that this is a reduction of 156 when compared with the figures released in July. For some reaction to this news now, I'm joined by Eoin O'Brien of Sinn Féin, TD for Dublin Midwest and party spokesperson, of course, on housing, and also by Pat Davitt, who's CEO of the Institute of Professional Auctioneers and Valuers. You're both very welcome to the programme. Eoin O'Brien, what's your reaction here? A slight reduction?
Well, no, that's not the case. I mean, the first thing is these figures are deeply, deeply depressing. But actually, we've seen an overall increase from July to August of 155 people. That's driven primarily by an increase in 47 families, including 66 children. But also single-person homelessness has increased. This is the highest level of child homelessness since these records began. It has broken the terrible record of Owen Murphy in September 2019. And it's a consequence of month after month, year after year, Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael implementing the wrong policies, missing their social affordable housing targets.
Can you explain to me why you're saying it's an increase? When the department is saying this afternoon it's a reduction of 156.
And I have to say that line in the minister's statement is deeply dishonest. The background is as follows. In the end of July and early August, the Dublin Regional Homeless Executive found an error that had accumulated over many months in the count of single-person homelessness in Dublin. So at the end of July, they had overcounted single homelessness in the city by 308 people. That means that in order to understand what's happened between July and August, you have to remove those 308 people from the August figures, from the July figures. And when you do that and you compare the adjusted July figures to the August figures, it's a significant increase.
But in fairness, the minister says he's seeking clarification on how the data is collected. And I can't accept that it's dishonest of the minister to portray those figures in that way when they're the figures coming forward. So you're on your own in that one.
I'm too often on my own when you can't say, with the minister not here,
he's dishonest. That's the way he's reading the figures, and you read the figures differently, which is fair enough.
If you let me finish, Cormac, because this is really, really important, because we had a previous minister for housing who deliberately and dishonestly massaged homeless figures. First of all, the reason I'm on my own is because not only would the minister, but no other government spokesperson would come on this show, a problem you have.
We'll have Minister
time
Neil Richmond
and time
after five.
Again. But be very clear, and I've spoken to the Dublin Regional Homeless Executive today, and I've looked at the detailed statement that's not on the department's website. The number of single people in emergency accommodation, the accurate figure according to the data from July to August, has increased. The overall level of homelessness has increased by 155. We have the highest level of child homelessness ever. And for the minister or anybody to suggest that there has been a reduction is a dishonest presentation of the facts. And I think if you go and talk to any of the homeless NGOs or data experts in this, and here's the problem, we should not be having a row about numbers. These are human beings. This is a colossal failure of years and years of Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael government.
Yeah.
And the trend is clear. It is all in the wrong direction.
And as long as Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael stay in government, things will get worse. That point is valid from your point of view, but as chair of this, when the minister isn't here, I cannot accept that you call him or label him dishonest. I'll come back to you on another issue. Let me get the reaction of Pat Davitt to the figures that you're seeing, Pat.
Good evening, Cormac. Good evening, Eoin. I think the figures are very big and very large. There's no doubt about that. But I think anybody looking at them, and Eoin may well be right, and the minister might be right, I don't know who's right, but they say there's a mistake in the figures. But that mistake obviously was counted in the last time we saw this in August as well. So we looked at that figures, and those figures were higher than what they should have been as well, probably. So if these are higher or lower, whichever they are, it's still a huge figure. And like to see 3,800, almost 4,000 children homeless is a huge figure.
Do you think the eviction ban, Pat, made a difference? It's something you had a lot to say about at the time.
I don't think the eviction ban is at all linked to the homelessness. I don't think the eviction ban lifting is at all related, Cormac, to homelessness. And I think there's too much emphasis put by too many people on this that it does actually have an effect on it. I don't think it does, because people who are evicted in many cases do take up other rental accommodation. So that I don't think it does have an effect on it. But
that's very interesting. Do you agree with that, Owen?
Well, the primary cause of rising homelessness is the failure of the government to deliver an adequate supply of social and affordable housing. The problem is, in the context of that failure of government, the significant increase in eviction notices issued by landlords is exacerbating the problem. But let's be very clear, it is not landlords who are causing rising homelessness, it is government. And until and such time as they start to increase and accelerate the delivery of social affordable homes, we are going to need to see a reintroduction of the ban on no-fault evictions as one of a number of emergency measures that I've been calling for some time. But the cause of this rising homelessness crisis is the failure of government to deliver not only on their low targets for social affordable housing, but to adequate supply to meet the real level of need that's out there. Mm-hmm. This is the government's fault.
They say they are delivering through Housing for All, which I know you contest. But in terms...
Well, the facts contest that, not me. Mm-hmm. The facts are halfway through this year, only 15% of the new build target for social housing was delivered. Yep. Last year, the year before, and the year before that, Dara O'Brien missed his social and affordable housing targets.
Which is correct. But they say the government this year say they're on target or will meet their targets for this year. So again, I don't know.
And they said that last year and the year before that, and they were wrong. They are failing to deliver, which is why homelessness is continuing to increase. And that's why the minister or no other government spokesperson is on this show
to debate
this issue. As I say,
Minister Neil Richmond will be reacting to these figures just after five. Have landlords leaving the market, Pat, has that had an effect here, in your opinion? Because this is connected, what landlords are calling for, tax relief in the budget.
Yeah, obviously landlords leave in the market, and there's going to be a certain amount of people that when landlords leave the market, they like to get an empty property to sell. So they do ask their tenant to leave or evict them, whichever way you want to look at it. Now, from that point of view, many of those tenants, and my agents and members would tell you this, that people who are being evicted and that they give eviction notice to do pick up other accommodation, or they do actually buy housing. So that, again, obviously, people being evicted is going to add something to this, but it's not the root and the cause of it. And there's no need for tax relief for
landlords then in the budget.
Well, I didn't say that now.
That's the logical conclusion, isn't it?
No, well,
it doesn't have an effect. What's the point in keeping the landlords in the market if the house makes its way back to renters anyway?
Well, the thing about it is that if landlords keep leaving the market, eventually it is going to make a difference. And it is making a difference at the moment when the landlords are leaving the market. And I think at the end of the day, I think that landlords have kept in the marketplace. They can't increase the rent, the ones down the bottom of the market, which are the smaller landlords. And if they get an incentive in the budget to try and keep them in the marketplace, I think that's absolutely great.
Okay.
I think there's no doubt about that. And if it does happen, which I have some doubts myself, I'd like to think that it would happen, but I thought it would happen last year and it didn't. But if it does, I think the landlords at that end of the market are well entitled to it.
Okay, can I ask Owen O'Brien about one other statistic that we absolutely need to talk about before we finish this conversation? It's the 3,895 children who are now homeless in Ireland. The government is saying today that it's their number one priority, but it's a very difficult situation, to say the least, for those children and their families, Owen.
Absolutely, and for whatever period of time a child is in emergency accommodation, we know that has huge impacts on their physical development, their emotional development and their well-being, and obviously on adults as well. And the problem here is that both homeless service providers, experts in the field, and those of us in opposition have now for some years been putting on the table a range of policies and emergency responses that if government implemented, these numbers would be going down. And again, Dara O'Brien has had a housing plan in place for 2 years. During that period of time alone, child homelessness has increased by almost 80%. So the problem here isn't what's going on in the private rental sector. The problem is the government. And the longer they're in office, the worse this is going to get. So at this stage, seeing what we've seen over the 12 years of Fianna Gael and 7 years of Fianna Fáil, the only way we're going to end this crisis is by calling a general election, having a change of government, and having a party-leading government that's serious about tackling this crisis.
Okay. Okay.
And the key to that is dramatically increase the delivery of social, affordable rental, affordable purchase homes, and year on year reduce homelessness.
Okay.
This government are out of time.
And
they need to go.
Okay.
And we need change.
And we'll put those points to Minister Neil Richmond just after five as well on this. Eoin Ó Briain of Sinn Féin, thank you very much indeed. Pat Davitt of IPAV, thank you.